Well, Kieran, last year we were beating finalists last year, and I said to the boys at the end of the season, I said, you know, Tyrone went on to win the five in a row. And I said, listen, lads, I said, we can be do this. We can be there if we really put the effort in this year. And that's what we've done. Kieran, really, put the big shift in, a lot of training, got a few new faces in, and we just kicked on.
Unbeaten, Eddie, prior to today's encounter, am I correct?
Yeah, unbeaten this year, yeah. No, we're listen, as I say, we mightn't have the best players in the county, but we've in the country, but we have the most hard-working players here. And, no, listen, we're happy enough. Like, we wanted to be top going into the championship now, for the A championship, and that's where we are. So, happy enough.
Great stuff, great stuff. 8 points to four up at half-time, Eddie. And obviously delighted with the victory today. How satisfied would you be with the team's performance heading into the last four?
Oh, no, listen, it was a great victory. Like, you know, we knew coming into this game today, Kieran, that Monaghan was going to be a big challenge for us because they were on the same points as us. It was the top of the league battle, like, you know, and as well as the bonus to that was the Martin Gillespie Cup we're playing for. And I said to the boys, like, it would be nice to win that in honour of Martin's family, like, you know. But the performance was terrific, like, right through the whole team, Jared McVerdy, Martin Donaghy, Conor McShane. All them boys played well, and of course, by Eamon Ward at the back, who's Monaghan's top scorer, Martin Moore of the game. So we're happy, very happy with the performance.
When you think of experience and you think of the likes of Eamon Ward, he played his club football with your own club, Glen Swilly, towards the end of his career, but he was a Monaghan native before coming to Donegal, so plenty of experience. You named Conor McShane as well. Plenty of experience. Jared McBrady there is still scoring goals at this stage of his career. Is it a panel game, and we look at Gaelic football now, Eddie, and maybe not too many people are familiar with the Masters, would you use 20 players most days out, or maybe you'd even use more, would you?
Well, we had a panel today, Kieran, of 35 players, and 33 of them got a run. We emptied the bench and come near the end when we were well ahead, but absolutely. We in the first half, we used 20 players in the first half of that game. And that's what you have to do in Masters football, I suppose. Like, we're not as young as we used to be. But these guys, you know, still work hard, they train hard, they're playing with their clubs at a high level. And, you know, they put the effort in. So they do, absolutely. But, you know, we have a great panel there, and most weeks, Kieran, we have 30, 35 at training. And, you know, you can see in them, they really want to win something, like, you know, a big. And, hopefully now, with two matches left, like, you know, semi-final and a final, that we can push on and maybe give the championship a rattle.
In terms of the semi-final, Eddie, do you know yet anything regarding the fixture? Do you know the opponent? Do you know the date, or do you know the venue?
We don't yet. We have to see how the other results go first. I know Dublin, we're playing Tyrone today, and Dublin beat Tyrone. So they're probably in the semi-final. Along with us, ourselves in Dublin have about 12 points each, but there's other teams below us, maybe could three or four teams could have 11 points, so they could have to have a playoff first, Kieran, to see who goes into the semi-final. So we're thinking about the 12th of September usually is the All-Ireland final, so we have a lot of work to do between then and now, like, and watch players as well, especially with club championship on, make sure they're not injured.
Brilliant stuff. You did mention the Martin Gillespie inaugural tournament. That was the first Memorial Cup in terms of him. Did you know Martin? I know he was a great Neve Columba man, played in goals, a great goalkeeper, and he also played for the Masters in goals for a number of seasons.
Yes, yeah, so I knew Martin from club football. I didn't know him personally, but his family was there today, and actually it was a big crowd here at the match, and his family was there today, and it was nice that we won the trophy for him, and she was, and his wife was there, Antoinette, was saying that she was very proud that it's Donegal people that she handed the trophy over to, and Martin would have been delighted with that. As well as that, Charlie Gallagher, another ex-player, passed away. Sadly, his family was there at the match as well. And I think we're having a wee presentation down here in the Bayview now afterwards for both of them families.
Good stuff. Eddie, before I let you go, on a final note, how's Eddie Crawford enjoying this campaign as the Donegal manager? I know you're through Gael, you're involved with Glenn Sully for a number of years. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was Francie Martin that took you into the over 40 step setup. When he left, you stepped up, and it's going to plan so far.
Listen, Kieran, it's great, you know what I mean? The thing about Masters is, you know, this job is getting to meet a lot of players from all over the county and from different clubs. It's a great thing, like, you know what I mean? And there's a great bond. We have a great bond there. And listen, pressure, it's not as bad now this year. I have a good team there along with me, John Joe O'Shea, Archie McLaughlin there, our trainer, like, with Simon McDevitt, their kit man. So we have a good team there, a backroom team. So that takes the pressure off me. Although it's still an odd sleepless night here and there picking teams and, you know what I mean, when you have a panel of 35, it's trying to get the right players on the pitch for that game, like, you know.
Great stuff, Eddie. Usually when I'm speaking to a Glenn Swilly man and he starts naming out his backroom team, it usually takes him 5 minutes. But yeah, you've key men with you and you're going for quality instead of quantity.
Yeah, well, listen, no, I have more than that. You know, I could go through another 5 or 6 backroom here if you want. But no, listen, that's the nucleus of them. You're right about the Glenn Swilly thing, all right.
Thank you, Eddie. We're wishing you the best of luck now going forward, Eddie. We'll keep a close eye to it. And maybe if you find out the next little while who your opponent is in that semi-final, you may let me know and we'll tell our listeners of the North West.
100%, Kieran, I will indeed. And thanks very much for the call, Kieran.